The newest UMass campus is on the second floor of a Main Street office tower where 10 large classrooms have been constructed at a cost of more than $5 million. UMass Amherst Chancellor Kumbul Subbaswamy predicts students will be excited about the course offerings.
It'll be a slow start, but I'm sure that it'll ramp up very quickly once we get operational there.
UMass officials have not announced the initial enrollment. The capacity is about 900 students. A welcome center to provide information about courses and financial aid and to register students has been open since March 31st. There are high hopes for the newest UMass facility. Eric Nakajima, Assistant Secretary for Innovation Policy in the Patrick administration, said it is seen as a catalyst in the revitalization of the city of Springfield. He said careful planning went into the creation of the satellite campus.
This is something that we're very proud of because it represents a real partnership in the region, throughout the Pioneer Valley, the people of Springfield, and leveraging all of the assets of the region in its revitalization.
The campus will bring foot traffic to downtown Springfield with the expectation that students, faculty, and staff will spend money in stores and restaurants. The campus will also connect the people of Springfield with new job opportunities that Nakajima expects in the long run will have the greatest economic impact.
What they did was reach out to the community, other companies, institutional partners in higher education, listened to them, understood what the market dynamics and needs were within the workforce in Springfield, and tailored their programs accordingly.
There are 40 courses being offered initially, including nursing, cybersecurity, addiction counseling, education, and landscape architecture. Classes will be taught by faculty from the four undergraduate UMass campuses. A study released in the spring said UMass Amherst contributed almost $2 billion to the state's economy last year. It was the largest share of a $6.1 billion annual economic impact from the five-campus UMass system, as determined by economists working for the university's Donahue Institute. The biggest influence on the economy comes from direct spending by students and faculty, according to UMass Amherst spokesman Ed Blagoszewski.
Students, more than 24,000 undergraduate and graduate students who are here, they bring with them their economic spending, and that's spread across our communities. We have more than 5,000 faculty and staff here. And again, their paychecks connect to the community.
There's also the impact of construction projects on the campuses. According to the report, $1 billion in new construction took place last year at all five campuses that resulted in 1,357 jobs. Blagoszewski said UMass Amherst had $140 million in sponsored research projects that supported faculty salaries and paid graduate students.
You get to work hard to achieve those results, and people have to stay on point and prove year in and year out that we are a good investment. It's a good place for their kids to come to school. It's a good place to invest your dollars in corporate partnerships. It's a good place to work with researchers.
The economic impact of the flagship campus has grown since a study in 2010 measured the impact at $1.4 billion. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.